You're listening to Useful to God Radio on KLTT. This is a special audio docuseries on culture war. Recently, Dr. James Spencer spoke with author and scholar Professor Nancy Piercy about the culture war against men and masculinity.
And you know, it was largely the hostility that I saw against men, even in respected mainstream publications. Like the particular article that really triggered me was an article in the Washington Post, which was titled, "Why Can't We Hate Men?" And I thought, really? A Huffington Post editor tweeted hashtag kill all men. You can buy t-shirts that say so many men, so little ammunition. And then there are even books that are coming out very bluntly titled, like, I hate men, and no good men, and the end of men. And to my surprise, by the way, there were also some male authors jumping on the bandwagon. So there was a male author who wrote a book in which he said, talking about healthy masculinity is like talking about healthy cancer. And then the final one, which is actually not in the book, but you may have seen it because it was in the news. So the director of the movie Avatar, James Cameron, was quoted in the news saying, do you remember this? Testosterone is a toxin and you have to work it out of your system.
Yeah.
So when I saw that it had become so socially acceptable to attack men this way, I said, we've got to get to the bottom of this. You know, where's this coming from? You can't really stand against a social trend unless you know where it came from and how it developed. And so that was my goal in this book, is to kind of help people get a sense of where is this coming from and how can we stand against it more effectively.
So it isn't just conservative Christians who have declared war on the culture. In many ways, there is a knee-jerk retaliation on the sexes, and the culture has declared war against Christianity. Professor Piercy discusses that in what is called the difference between covenant and contractual theories.
The technical term is social contract theory. Social contract theory was the idea that it was during the early modern era when social philosophers, political philosophers, were trying to find an alternative to Christianity as the basis for modern culture. These were guys who were out to get rid of Christianity and form a new basis. Well, up until then, the basis of our social institutions was covenant, not just marriage, but obviously church and even the state. You know, God had established the state, and we obey God by obeying the state. So, and it was God's principles of justice and fairness and right, what's right versus what's wrong, that was the foundation for politics. And so it was a big job to see, can we kick God out of politics? And the early modern thinkers, we're talking about Hobbes, Locke, and Rousseau. And what they did is they said, let's just suppose that human society began not in the Garden of Eden, but in a state of nature. And in the state of nature, which was obviously a substitute for the Garden of Eden, humans had no social relationships. There was no marriage. There was no state. There was no civil society. People are running around under the trees as autonomous, disconnected, independent individuals. And then the state is formed when these individuals come together and form a contract, an agreement. So there's nothing organically connecting people. It's all choice. Here's how one political philosopher puts it. Liberalism at the heart is a claim that we can have no obligations to which we have not consented. So consent makes it everything. Now, on the one hand, that doesn't seem so bad in politics, consent of the governed. But the attitude of contract then permeated all of our social institutions so that, marriage is now treated mostly as a contract. What's the difference? A covenant is where two people, unite their lives. A contract is where an exchange of goods and services, and it lasts only as long as it's benefiting me. And so a lot of people do treat marriage like, as long as I'm happy, but if I'm not, I'm out. And even abortion, our abortion law is based on the notion that the mother is not organically connected to the child, that she has a right to consent or not consent, right? It's social contract theory. And that's how our laws about abortion are. That's how they're framed. So even something as intimate as, you know, you grow a baby inside of you, if you're a woman, that is not considered an organic relationship. In my book, Love Thy Body, I actually quote some liberal philosophers who say, the fetus is an intruder. It's like this is my private property. And the fetus is an intruder. And I can drive him off if I want, even to the point of killing him. It's a matter of self-defense. So that's how deeply has permeating the American society. And I think even a lot of Christians kind of treat marriage that way as well.
That's just some culture clips from Useful to God Radio with Dr. James Spencer and Richard Beatty. Listen every Monday, 12:30 p.m. on KLTT.